y'all, and welcome to another episode of Be Still and Run, where we encourage ladies to seek after a relationship with Christ, all by using the analogy of running. And if you are a runner, then you will pick up on these things and get a different perspective in life so much easier. I'm your host, Allie Ann, and today I wanted to share the second post for New Year, New You, just creating goals, creating resolutions, and revolutionizing all of that. And today I wanted to talk about the foundation, what you have to have in place as a Christian before you're able to move forward in your goals, or before God will actually start helping you change. And so that will be all for the introduction. I just wanted to share that this was on the foundation of what you need to do in order for you to see forward motion in your goals for this year. So, are you tired of the goals and resolutions you set every year not making a difference in your life? Or are you tired of always feeling stuck in certain areas of your life? Those questions have always been something. Every year I'm like, okay, what is happening? Why am I not seeing forward motion? Why am I not seeing things actually happening? Why am I not really moving forward with this? And when I first started running, I remember going over to a friend's house, and one of the guys said, he asked how I was doing with my running, and I was like, it's been not going very well. I don't have that much time. And he just simply said, oh, you must not really want to do it then, because we always make time for what we want to do. And that has stuck with me, like, for years. And I was like, wow, like, if you really think about in your life, you make time for what you want to do. If you don't really want to do it, you actually don't do it. So if you kind of just think about your life, think about the different things you do in your life. So like social media, you want to be on social media enough to where you actually do it. And you don't want the other things in your life that should be replacing that, or that are on your list that you want to do, because you don't really want to do those. You don't have enough motivation, enough reasoning, enough behind the scenes of why you want to do this. And so you end up just setting it aside, being like, okay, that'll happen some year, or you just dream about it and hope it'll happen. And God's not like that. Like, if we have something we want to do and something He has placed on our hearts, He's not gonna do it for you. He's going to help you do it, and He'll do the things that you can't do, but He still expects of us to do stuff, to move forward, to move out in faith, and to surrender to His every leading, to obey what He puts on our heart. And He's not going to call somebody for you. You have to be the one to call. He's not going to go up and talk to somebody and ask them for help. You have to be the one to actually do that. So just thinking of all of the different things you have wanted to do in your life, all of the different goals, all of the different resolutions that never really happen. A lot of times when that happens, people just, they don't make goals and resolutions anymore. They decide, oh, you know, that stuff is for when I was younger. You know, I don't do that anymore because it never works. I felt like that too. And 3 years later, or sorry, 3 years ago, I changed the way that I approached my goals, and I have seen so much more accomplished, so much more moving forward. And then 3 years later from doing that, I have been seeing so much. And yet, even though it's just a little bit here and there, it all adds up, and you look back and you're like, wow, like, a lot has happened. And, you know, in the moments, you don't really notice it, or you don't really think about it. But it's the forward, gradual progress, just like build up when you're running. If you want to train for a marathon, you're not just going to go out one day and run 26 miles. You have to build up your miles. You have to first create that foundation of, you know, consistent running. And then gradually each week you up your miles, or every other week you up your miles. And then race week, you finally run that 26 miles. So just keep in mind that you have to create that foundation, and it has to start with your relationship with God. As a Christian, our focus should be on the kingdom of God, on our relationship with our Savior. So, like I was saying, in 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21, it talks about how we are a new creature in Christ, how the old things are passed away, all things have become new, and now He's given us the ministry of reconciliation, and that was the whole reason why He sent Jesus to earth, so that we could be reconciled to the Father. And if our life is not built off of that, we do not have a sure foundation. We cannot then rack things up, and we cannot move forward. And in a worldly sense, a lot of people can do that, but as a Christian, a lot of times God will not allow you to move forward if your foundation is not secure. And that is one of the things I read recently, was God's at War. I can't remember the author right now. But he really dialed in on how we have idols in our life, and that is the root of all sins and the root of everything that goes wrong. And it's because as a Christian, God is jealous of us. And so if something is threatening to be first place in our life, He will not bless that in it. Bless us in that. Because He is supposed to be first. That's the way He created us. And that, as a Christian, when you gave your life to Christ, that was something that you kind of committed to, was you are first, I'm giving my life to you, you're my Lord, and this is the way it's going to be. Kind of like, you know, signing a contract, you sign according to all of the different things. It's not just the ones that you want to follow. And God will stick to those. It's not like, you know, that we're, you sign a contract with humans and they can go around it or whatever. So make sure that when you're writing down your goals, that your foundation has been built. And if you haven't built a foundation yet, try to set your goals aside and have that as your goal for this year. And then kind of just set your dreams aside, set your desires aside, give those to God, really focus on that, and focus on your relationship with Him. So this is something that as Christians, a lot of times we feel like God's supposed to be there to give us what we want. And that's not at all what the Christian life is. The Christian life is supposed to be, we gave our life to Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And so until we can finally learn to surrender to God and just get in that relationship with Him and keep Him as first priority, we are not going to see the forward motion in our goals and in our dreams that we want to see. And yes, He may change our desires. He may change our way of thinking to where we want something totally different than what we wanted in the beginning. So in my teenage years, I had an entire plan laid out for the Solomon's Acres. It was a horse barn, a horse ministry that I was going to start that I was so excited about. And God just kind of took that dream away and replaced it with Be Still and Run. He took me from running from horses and put me into running. And yeah, He changed my desires, and I'm so grateful, because I enjoy this so much more than I ever did with the horse stuff. So yes, He may change your desires, but kind of try to remember that God is a God of love. He knows the future. He knows what he has for you. He knows what's going to make you happiest, what's going to make you fulfilled. And so before I'm going to get ahead of myself and what I'll be sharing in the future, but so this is a new year, and because you are in Christ, you are a new you. God has given you, or is giving you, a second chance, or if you're like me, the 20th or 100th chance to turn back to him, to seek his face, seek a relationship with him, set your goals aside if need be, if you know that your foundation isn't secure. So one of the things I really challenge you to do for January to get you ready for this year is to write out a New Year's prayer. So on the website, I'll have the links down below, but I have a sheet where you can fill it out to create your own New Year's prayer. And then I also have an example of one that I wrote for myself and then gave to a few friends. Last year I wrote the New Year's letter. This year I wrote the New Year's prayer. And I honestly like the prayer so much better, just because last year my entire relationship with God was built on the prayer. So some of the things are, thank you this year for, here are my desires for this coming year. So this is like a prayer. And here's what I want to see you do in my year, in my life this coming year. What verse would you have for me this coming year? Here's a character quality I want to see more of you this coming year. Here's my heart. Here's my frustrations. Here's my life. Here's what I'm looking forward to seeing you do. Here's my worries. So obviously you can dig deeper into this, but just remember that you cannot build something new without having a foundation. So make sure that you set your goals aside and you really focus on your relationship with God. And he will lead you to do things. He will encourage you. He'll put things in your path. He'll bring people into your life. Like when I was 21, God brought a friend into my life that I don't know where I would have been without her. And this sounds kind of silly, but like caffeine has been huge for me because I feel like I need to do my devotions in the morning. And I have tried so hard to get away from caffeine, but I fall asleep during devotions. So if I want to do early morning devotions, I need my coffee. Or my matcha, or there was a couple times I had, what was it called? Magic Mind. I had Magic Mind, which has ashwagandha, turmeric, matcha, B vitamins. There's a bunch of different things in that. I had that a few times. I really liked it. It didn't give me a crash like coffee did. And I also felt calm. It was like I had coffee without the jitteriness, but I also had, chamomile. It was like I also had chamomile, but without the sleepiness. So I really enjoyed that. And I actually have a code for you. If you use Allie-Ann on their website, you can get 20% off your one first time purchase. And also if you subscribe for 3 months before the end of January, you can get the 1 month free. So make sure you like go there, check it out, see if that's what you want, because it worked for me. So maybe it would be something you would want to check out. I am definitely a matcha fan over green tea. I feel like the matcha is definitely, like I got some matcha tea for Christmas and I had a latte with that and the caffeine was enough to keep me awake. I just prefer the coffee, but I don't like the jitterness. So I try to get my matcha in when my mind allows me to, or when I feel like I want some. So, other than that, like there will be different songs that God will place on my heart and there'll be different verses that just come to mind, or there'll be, I don't know. Sometimes it would just be like a sunset. God would just, it would be this beautiful sunset and I would just put praise in my heart for him. So if you can really focus on creating that foundation, and focus on Christ, then He's going to be able to take your goals and your dreams and your desires and lead you in how to fulfill them and how to change them if need be, or how to move forward in them. So take that as an encouragement to realize that in order for there to be a new you, in order for there to be things you see in your life that are different, there has to be a foundation. And so encourage you to, in the year 2024, create that foundation. Really, really focus on creating that foundation with Christ. And that is going to start with your New Year's prayer. Just really, just giving your entire heart to God, pouring out everything before Him. And my sister and I were actually just talking about how we don't want to be disrespectful when we talk to God. And that's not a bad thing. But you also need to be careful in keeping things back from Him. So for me, the way to balance that is to tell God I'm frustrated, or tell God these different things. And there has been a couple of times I felt like the Holy Spirit put on my heart that I was being disrespectful, because I really, for some reason, I've been self-conscious. Or is that the right word? But that's just been on my mind more, is I want to share my heart with God, but also because I know who God is, like creator of the earth. Like, He was here before any of this happened. He knows everything. And like, I'm being disrespectful to Him. So that, just really go to God and tell Him everything. Tell Him what makes you angry. Tell Him what makes you sad and all of these different things. And just allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart and in your life and to speak to you. And one of the best ways to make sure that you are hearing from God correctly is to spend time in His Word. The more you spend time in His Word, the more you'll know if you're hearing from the Holy Spirit, or if you're hearing from yourself, or if you're hearing from the enemy. So if that is a desire of yours, is to be able to hear when the Holy Spirit lays something on your heart, to just spend as much time in Scripture as you possibly can and get to know His voice that way. So I feel like I just threw in a bunch of different things at the end of this. So I will see you guys next year. Don't forget to check out the two printables, the prayer that I wrote for myself, and then also the prayer guideline for you to use for yourself. Or you can just, the list is on the blog, so you can just look at that. And all that will be below. And I will see you guys next time. Thank you for listening to another episode of Be Still and Run. If you guys didn't know yet, or if you haven't heard yet, the applications for the Back to the Basic course are finally open. It has been a long time of trying to get everything in place, but this is a group of ladies over 18 that gather bi-weekly on WhatsApp for 12 weeks to encourage each other to run the Christian life with God, not for Him. And this will be our second group since creating the course. My life has been very up and down, very hectic, so I never got around to opening again. This group will start in April of this year, 2024, and the prices only for this group will be around $15, however much the shipping and the workbook costs for you. And the preliminary is free. It will be online, so that way you can make sure that you do that before the course starts, or before the group starts. And the group is kept small on purpose, so make sure you fill out the application in complete honesty so we can pray over the different people that apply and choose which ones we feel will best benefit from the course and what we created the course for. So the price may change in the future, I don't know, so make sure if this is something you want to look into to join now before the price changes. And there will be a waiting list, so make sure you share whether you want to be on the waiting list or not. And there will be more information on the website. I'll have the link down below, and that way you can look over it a little bit more before you fill out the application. And then also last year I created all of the content based off of the course. And so if you go to the course page, you can go down and you can see the different topic for each week, and you can click on each one and you can find the content that I made based off of that particular topic. And so I look forward to hearing from you guys. Make sure you check that out down below, and I will see you next week.